You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter. Joining me in the studio is Kate Lochte, and on the phone, we've got Matt Yeager.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today.
Thanks to Austin for playing some mighty fine music leading up to our being able to talk about a creation that you are celebrating. My goodness, you are with the McCracken County Public Library, and you and your family have put an imaginative literary source for young people online. How did you get the inspiration for Stone Crowns?
It's really my brother Phil's brainchild, but I'm a writer myself. Have a degree in creative writing and have been working on a young adult novel. But my brother is the father of three girls, one of them approaching teenage years, and we're all avid readers of young adult fiction. So he approached me about a year ago, and with the idea of trying to find if there was a market for publishing short fiction and poetry for the young adult reader.
And I read that you've already built a global audience with readers and literary and art submissions coming from Australia, England, Pakistan, and even the farthest and darkest corners of Ohio.
That's right. We're getting, it's the miracle of the digital age, it seems. You can put the word out there, and through social media, Twitter and Facebook and various blogs, find audiences across the world. It's fascinating when we're going through the submissions each period to see where they're coming from and to see how similar teenage issues and teenage writing is around the globe.
So tell me about the website, how people can subscribe to Stone Crowns, and what your future holds.
You simply go to stonecrowns.com. There is a place to download for free all of our previous issues. It's all digital at this point. There's no print media, and that's another miracle of the digital age. You can make things cheaply, so everybody can have access. So visit stonecrowns.com, and you can not only download our previous issues for you or your teenage reader, but you can check out our submissions. We're always looking for to put in work from new writers too.
Well, thanks to ilistpaducah.com, I got to see some of the cover art before I went to your website, and I love issue one was a journal of pickled fingers, frozen time, and pond monsters.
We put a lot of emphasis on imagination and young adult work and teenage work and middle grade work gives you the freedom to explore the world in ways that jaded adult eyes can't always fathom. So, yeah, we put a lot of emphasis on imagination and the wonder of the world. And speaking of the cover art, a shout out to my sister-in-law Meredith, my brother Phil's wife. Stone Crowns is truly a family affair, and she does all the soliciting for artwork and art design for the magazine. So.
Now, is your emphasis short stories, verse? What do you look for in particular?
Both. I'm a lover of short stories myself, but both short stories and poetry don't have as wide of an audience as young adult novels do. So there's an equal emphasis on both, and some submission periods we get more short stories, some we get more poetry. This time around we are getting more poetry submissions, so we're actually looking for more short stories if anybody is out there and has a short story they'd like to submit to us.
What's your publication cycle?
We're quarterly. We have three issues out. We're looking to publish the next one in April and then in June. So, every 3 months.
So, Matt, I got to ask the question, is there a business plan behind this creative venture?
Eventually, we'd like to find a way to make money off it someday, sure. But for right now, it's all free. And we want to see if there's a market for young adult short fiction and poetry. And I think there is. there, I know as a short story writer that half of my stories end up with young adult protagonists, and so I think others out there have the same thing. So, but for right now, it's all free, and we're happy to do it. We do it for the love of it right now.
I have to ask, is your editorial board comprised of the children of your brother?
Yeah, they're readers. They're readers. They go through our eyes first, though. But I have other young adult friends who have looked at young adult writer friends who have looked at things too, and know of some teenagers here in Paducah that have enjoyed the magazine as well. So maybe at some point they might take a look, but they go through our eyes first.
Now, you mentioned just a bit ago that it's surprising to you how the themes of young adult writers are pretty consistent, and readers are consistent across national, international boundaries. What are the most popular themes?
Romance, for sure. But just trying to make your way in the world and being confused. And that's a theme that stretches through great stories and novels across time, too, whether categorized as young adult or not. Some of our greatest works of literature feature young protagonists, from Romeo and Juliet to Huck Finn to Little Women to contemporary classics like Life of Pi. It's the going from innocence to experience and having the epiphanies that only young people can have. Themes with school, themes with fitting in, themes with bullying, all those things of young people trying to find their place and trying to fit in and trying to find a way to belong and make sense of the world. It's universal.
And it seems to span one's lifetime, actually.
Yeah, true. Absolutely true.
Matt Yeager, congratulations. This is so exciting that you and your brother and your sister-in-law have begun this digital magazine for young people called Stone Crowns. Once again, it's stonecrowns.com.
Yes.
Read it, contribute, and enjoy. Thank you for being here today, Matt.
And thank you for having me on, Kate.